Hudson and Harrigan. Hudson and Harrigan. Hudson and Harrigan.
Well, scratch that. They were Hudson and Harrigan, but not anymore. Fred and Randy hosted that iconic KILT morning show for almost three decades and were Arbitron rated number one in Houston for many of those years. They won the Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters for Major Market Air Personalities of the Year in 1996. And they were named Billboard Magazine's Major Market Air Personalities of the Year in 1984. Plus, they were among the first inductees into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. And after all these years and all those awards, they're still funny. You're listening to Fred and Randy.
Hi, it's the Fred and Randy Show. I'm Fred.
And I'm Randy.
And I'm Jim Bob, your studio engineer, with a thought for the day.
Okay.
Always remember.
Yeah.
Never to forget. Talk to your mama.
Why would you bring that up now?
It's not Mother's Day, is it?
No, Mom's is on line four.
Hey, Moms.
Hey, Moms.
Hey, boys. Oh, Mom just loves listening to y'all on the radio.
Well, thank you, Moms. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting on my back porch sipping a little apple pie.
You baked it?
No, I made it. It's about 83 proof. I made it out in the shed back there. But do me a favor, don't tell nobody.
Oh, no.
Because the Infernal Retinue Service going to come around.
Yeah.
And you know, Obama might be my man, but he going to want his share, too. Besides, I got all my family, all my boys and girls coming over for dinner tonight.
Oh, really? What are you going to make?
I'm going to make their favorite. It's chicken catch a chicken.
You mean chicken cacciatore?
I don't know what that is, baby, but it's just chicken. I got to go out in the backyard and catch one. And they fast, too, because the more apple pie Moms has, the harder it is to get my good aim. But eventually, I get one by the leg.
Uh-huh. So when you do get a chicken, how do you prepare it?
What?
I say, how do you prepare the chicken?
Oh, that's the most important part for Moms. What I do is I sit him down. I look him right in the eye and I say, baby, you're going to die. Next week, I'll tell y'all how to make a dump cake.
Fred and Randy. What?
Bud Light presents Real Menopause.
Everything I need and nothing that I don't.
Hi, it's Fred and Randy having a little fun on the radio.
Howdy.
How y'all doing?
Hey, it's Jim Bob, and guess who's online too? Wrong.
What?
You love this guy. You love this guy. You know you love this guy.
Who?
Is it Junior the Prepper?
Oh, my.
Exactly.
Whatever you do.
Yeah.
Randy.
Yes?
Do not answer that phone.
Okay.
Hey, Junior, what's up?
It ain't what's up, brother. It's what's going to be coming down. Huh? I'm talking boom.
Oh.
Doomsday, Armageddon, just saying.
Yeah, okay. So undoubtedly, you have a prepper tip for us today?
I've got a number of prepper tips. Yes, I do. First of all, cut up all your credit cards.
Uh-huh.
Cash only. Buy gold, bury it in your backyard, and get you a bunch of non-perishables. Store them underground. And of course, get you some Tang.
Tang.
Yeah, clean water and Tang, and it's on like Donkey Kong. It's like one of the major food groups. By the way, be on the lookout for my brand new website called kissitgoodbye.somethingrother. edu.com something.
Okay.
I got my 8-year-old Zebulon working on that because he's good with computers.
Zebulon?
Yeah. Speaking of which, hold on. Zeb, you kids get off that sheet metal. That's for the shelter. And get under them trees so the drones don't see you. Oh, man. Kids, I'll tell you, the batteries in their shock collars must be low.
Yeah, sure. Oh, listen, we got to run, okay?
But wait. I just want to talk about vapor trails and whether you should or should not be buying Russian ammo.
Maybe next time, okay?
Okay. One more thing. Tang.
What? Tang?
Remember Tang. Get you all the Tang you can.
Tang.
You're listening to the Fred and Randy Show.
Dear Hardware, you drag us out of bed.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Fred Randy here. Hope everybody else is having as much fun as we are.
Yeah, let's check the screen here. We got, who's this, Danny?
Danny?
Danny on the phone?
Hey, Danny.
This is Danny.
Danny, where are you calling from?
Colorado, man. I just left the dispensary, and I think I'm in a parking lot.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So what can we do for you?
Oh, okay. I'd like to order a pizza, like right now.
A pizza? Well, this is a radio show. We don't make pizzas here.
Oh, so I guess fried cheese sticks are out of the question then, huh?
Totally.
Wait. You can do something for me, man. You're on the radio, right? You guys got lots of equipment, right? You got like a lot of electronic stuff. You got like caller ID, right?
Yeah, we have caller ID.
Could you do me a favor, please?
Sure. What do you need?
Trace this call and tell me where I am.
You're listening to Fred and Randy.
Carry on my wayward son. Maybe write this down.
It's the Fred and Randy Show.
And with us in studio today is our studio engineer, Jim Bob.
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, good. Can I do a shout out, you guys?
Well, sure. To whom?
Yeah.
Well, it's my cousin, Delbert.
Oh, yeah, I know Delbert.
You know little Delbert?
Yeah. No-neck Delbert.
You remember?
Yeah.
98 pounds of him, all 98 pounds. Well, he's got to go to the dentist. He's got a lot of major dental work coming. And
oh, my.
Like a lot of people, he's scared of dentists, man.
I mean, well, we all are,
Sure. So anyway, he's got to get a bunch of work done because, he got in a little fracas.
Fracas?
Fracas.
That's a big word for you.
Well, big fracas. You want to hear about it?
Sure.
Good, I'll tell you. Anyway, he's standing at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
Well, there's a good start.
And having a... Yeah, you know him, don't you? But he's having a couple of adult cocktails.
Well, of course.
Right. And suddenly he feels this big smack on his hind end.
Oh, my.
And a voice says, "Hey, cowboy, how about you give me your number?"
Ooh.
Well, he turns around.
Uh-huh.
Standing there.
Yeah.
She is about 300 pounds.
Whoa.
WWE. Oh. I mean, ripped.
My.
Like steroidal. Huge.
Wow.
Three times his size. He looks up and he says, "Have you got a pen?" She said, "Yeah, I got a pen." He goes, "Good. Well, maybe you ought to get back in it before that farmer realizes you got loose." Oh!
Fred and Randy dominated the Arbitron ratings in Houston for many years, and even though they're no longer Hudson and Harrigan, they are still funny. Their endless list of characters and up-to-date topicality are the perfect combination of current comedic content and theater-of-the-mind creativity. Fred and Randy bits are completely self-contained, easily programmable, and format generic. Contact us today to find out how Fred and Randy can spice up your lineup.